Welcome to BioVid episode 3. My name is Leslie Samuel. In this video, I'm going to be talking about ATP, what it is, and how it works. Now take a look at this guy. He's preparing for a big match, he's been training, he's been exercising, and doing everything that he needs to do to get ready for that big day. But the question is, how does he get this energy? Well, part of the answer has to do with a small molecule with a big name. And that molecule is adenosine triphosphate, or you can call it ATP for short. Here you can see the A representing adenosine, and you can see three P's representing three phosphate groups. ATP is a molecule in the cell that allows for quick and easy access to energy when needed by the cell's organelles. In other words, this is the energy currency of the body. When the cell needs energy, it gets it from ATP. It's a type of chemical energy in that it releases energy when the chemical bonds are broken. When the bond is broken between two phosphate groups, that releases energy. Let's take a look at how exactly this happens in the cell. Here we have a process, and as you can see, it's in desperate need of some energy. Fortunately, there's ATP that comes along, and when that ATP comes through the process, it breaks the bond between two phosphate groups and donates one phosphate to that process or that protein or whatever it is that needs that energy. When this happens, the process gets the energy that it needs, and it can then do whatever task it needs to accomplish. Let's get rid of this process for now. And now you can see we are left with two phosphate groups, so it's no longer ATP, it's ADP, or adenosine diphosphate. If we want to use this molecule again, we need to recharge it as we would do for a rechargeable battery. In order to do this in the cell, we need a very special organelle called the mitochondria. ADP then goes to the mitochondria, and the ADP gets recharged by the mitochondria adding another phosphate on, and it's now ATP again. So whatever you're doing, whether you're preparing for a big match or just going for a jog, playing some football, or even just spending time with that special someone in the park, it does take energy, and that energy is provided by ATP.